listening to YouTube. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Thought for Today, listening to YouTube. In listening to YouTube, there's a lot, of course, on the present President Obama and how well he's received and how well he is taken. And because I've been spending a lot of time in Africa these last 10 years, I listened to some of the notices on what was going on in Africa. And they said they were speaking about the people in Africa, and they interviewed them in various cities, at various universities, at various businesses, and business at government and so forth. And each time they would ask, "What do you think of Obama? You know, President of the United States?" And the people would say, "Oh, this is going to make the greatest change in the world in Africa. Africa is going to wake up and become alive, because now the United States is going to care about America and the world, and that includes Africa. And Africa is going to go." And then the people were dancing, and the people were singing, and the people were clapping their hands, and the people were dancing. And I thought to myself, how interesting. How interesting. Here they are, with our president, so enthused because they feel that there's now a link to the world. There's someone up there who cares. Someone who cares about every country and every person in the world, starting with America, making America number one, which is what it has to be, which is what the president should do. But he should be a diplomat and working with all the other countries to respect them and love them and honor their ways and encourage them to be at one with the United States. And as they were dancing and as they were singing and as they were cavorting around in such enthusiasm, I thought, yeah, the people of the United States were doing the same thing. They were doing the same thing when they were interviewed. The interviewer on the YouTube programs would go to different people in different cities and different areas and say, "What do you think of the new president?" "Oh, so wonderful, so wonderful." Everybody, because they feel it's a radical change, that's for sure. It's a radical change from being always a white culture to now being a uniculture, you know. And this is a great thing. Now, what's going to come of this? What's going to come of this? Now, is Obama the prince of light who is going to be working with, or is he the prince of darkness who is just going to take advantage of these things? Well, we now have the privilege of doing a beautiful thing. We have the privilege of naming who our president is. And our president, Obama, is the prince of light. He is the prince of light throughout the world, starting with the United States, bringing balance to our economy, bringing balance to... You say, well, one man can do all that? Well, yes, the president can, by harmoniously bringing together the legislators to be interested in the benefit of the country, and not just have selected parties who are telling the government what they want and getting it, because they are paying money into the pockets of the legislators. America has as much graft in their legislators as there is in any other country. But it's time that we bring that to a screeching halt, because the graft should be on the behalf of the people, and what is good for the people, what is going to bring about harmony in our lives, what is going to bring about peace in the world, what is going to bring about right action for all the people of the world who are living in various straits of economic stress or abundance. It doesn't matter. Because if you live in a world in which you are number one and you are very abundant and everybody else is super poor, that's not a very happy world to live in. Because you're living in a world where everybody wants what you have. Everybody wants the money that you have. Everybody wants the good that you have. Well, what was it the story says? I will not give you money to buy food, but I will teach you how to fish. I will teach you how to make money for yourself. I will teach you how to be a positive, progressive, successful government. I will teach you the nations of the world by my example. The United States is now going to do a flip-flop in its economic programs and bring everything into balance. And instead of sending money abroad for all the other things that we send it abroad, we're going to just keep it at home, I say, to benefit the people of the United States so that we can balance our culture, balance our economy, balance our books, balance everybody in the United States, and have a wonderful, harmonious world. But we're going to require of the people of the United States that they continue with this balance. Once the balance is established, then we have to make sure our banks don't pull the same games that they're pulling, that they pulled before. And it was not just the banks of America, it was the banks of all banks of the world. USB in Switzerland, one of the major banks, found itself in a lot of trouble because it had too easy a program for people to borrow money and put themselves in jeopardy. And so now, but that's all the banks in the world were doing that. Now it's time to have a more unified program in the banking system where we will have all the banks working harmoniously under a similar type of program where good things can happen. Remember, no, you don't remember. Thank goodness you don't remember. But years ago, usury was so terrible. Years ago, when money was being loaned, they would sometimes charge 10% interest or 50% interest or 80% interest. People wanted the money so badly, they would pay 80% interest. And when people wanted money, they would give their children for money. They'd sell their children for money and do these things. Well, now, those things not only were frowned upon, but those things were illegal. And they were definitely stopped. They were definitely stopped. Usury was stopped. But now it's up again. Usury is coming to the fore with our banks charging these unreasonable interest rates for loans, not loans, but when you have
CDs.
Well, no, when you are using money from your credit card and your credit loans and stuff like that. That's usury. And you see, but the thing is, it makes the banks rich. But the thing is, it doesn't make the country rich, because the people don't have the money to spend on other things. And it's just, can our president have the genius and the wisdom and the guidance and the power to carry out the dreams that he has for this country? And the answer is yes. Now, who's going to give the president this power? You and me. We, in our belief in him, are surrounding him with our pure white light of love, surrounding him with universal wisdom and knowledge, surrounding him with the unconditional love that we have for him and our country and our world. When we do that, then we will have a unified world. We will have a unified nation. We will have a unified economy. We will have abundance for everyone. The money is there. It's just there. It's just that somehow it has been sort of misdirected. The number of billionaires in the world is so small compared to the number of people. Now, why is that? And that's merely because the distribution did not go in the proper direction. And then all that money is tied up under the holdings of a few people. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't have people who make a lot of money and are very successful. I'm just saying that we should have programs that we promised to have, like Medicare, Medi-Cal, and all these different things that we have promised to put into motion. And we should do the things that we promised to do. We should make sure that there are hospitals for everyone. We should make sure that there are medical care for everyone. We should make sure that there is food for everyone. We should make sure that there is all of these things that are so necessary for people, that they're there. Education should be high on our priority list, but education not by the run-of-the-mill educators who think that it's reading, writing, and arithmetic, where it should be romance and imagination and something that excites the students, you know. And certainly the computers excite the students. And we think that students must learn how to add and subtract in their head. That's good. But they've got computers, they've got computers, they've got adding machines. And that's what they use all the time. Well, teach them how to use these adding machines so quickly and so easily and make fun out of these things and make games out of these things. And then the adding in their head will come. But the thing is, they're in the modern world, in the modern technology, in the upgrade. Do you want them to walk to school when they can take a bus? You know? And you say, well, walking to school would be good for them. A couple miles of a walk to school would be good for the kid children. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. That's true. And it's very true. But that's not the way our economy, that's not the way our philosophy, that's not the way our world is going. Our world goes, we bus children even if we have to bus them right next door. But they have to get on that bus, and because that bus has to have so many passengers, it has to have so much programming so that it'll be feasible to have the buses. Now, we bus children even across town from one school district to another so that all school districts will be readily supported. And some school districts don't have enough money to have all of the things that the rich school districts might have, where they have computers for every student. Some of the poorest school districts might have one computer for every 10 students, which is better than none, of course, but it's a start. The thing is that we want to change all that. Education should be one of our primary focuses. And when we educate people to realize that there is an infinite amount of abundance in the universe, it's just a matter that we are using our imagination, using our genius, using our creativity to bring it forth. And I think that's wonderful. I think that's the direction that we want to go. Now, are you ready for such a thing like that?
Yes.
Well, as I was watching these Africans dancing, and I was thinking to myself, great. And then I watched them in Los Angeles, and I watched them in Washington, and I watched them in various other cities of the nation as they were dancing and singing. And never from any election that we've ever had has there been such overwhelming enthusiasm for the, this is the people's choice, certainly. That overwhelming enthusiasm for one candidate and who is now be elected as the president. And his inauguration will come, but we do not achieve anything by knocking the previous administrations. We achieve everything by supporting what is the present new administration. Mm-hmm. With all our heart and soul and being, with all our intelligence, with all our thoughts, because thoughts are things. And as we think these thoughts and say, I support you, I back you, I see you balancing the budget, I see you balancing these things, because we have no budget. Before the Second World War, or just around the First World War, sometime there, that's a terrible quotation to tell time, but we didn't have a debt. This country had no debt. And why didn't we have any debt? Well, because we didn't spend what we didn't have. And we didn't go around the world supporting the world in their tragedies. And the world and their tragedies got to learn to support themselves, and they can. And their tragedies are usually caused by people. And they're always caused by people, but they're caused by people who are using bad judgment. And so let's take our power of our word and say all the people of the world are now living in governments which use good judgment in the management of the blessings of the people, you know? Now, can anyone contend that? Mm-hmm. And there's what we want to say. There's what we want to do. There's what we want to think. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
We, here at the University of Healing, we teach the power of mind. We teach the power of your word. We teach the power of thought. And we share with you the idea that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And some great philosopher and psychologist and religious man said that, you know, a couple thousand years ago, and he is right. He's right. And others have said the same thing, and they weren't even religious. And there were people before him who said that. And it is a universal principle that it is done unto you according to your belief. So let's believe in our country. Let's believe, first believe in ourselves. Let's believe in ourselves. And let's believe in our country. And let's believe in our world. Our world is not a stupid world. It is just a world that sometimes lets certain people get in there and pirate the good away for a short time. But, hey, it's never lost. It's never lost. If a ship sank with $7 billion on it, they'd print $7 billion more dollars. You know? No big deal. But it's not the money. It's the attitude toward it and the attitude toward each other. We are not our neighbor's keeper, but we are our own keeper. And it's up to us to live our life so powerfully, so beautifully, and so wonderfully that everything we do is beautiful and right now. Have a good morning and a good day and a good life, and all is in balance now. I love you. I love you. I love you.